Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Peter Schmidt. The New Testament reading for today is from John 16, verses 1 through 16. Jesus said, "I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God, and they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. And none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again a little while, and you will see me. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. I would like you to imagine that you are just about at the end of running a marathon. Now, for me, running just over a mile, let alone just over the 26-mile length of a marathon, would be challenging enough. And what I can easily imagine is gasping for air and trying to catch my breath. I know people who run long distances on a regular basis. After finishing a marathon, they prepare for another. How can they do that? They have learned to master one of the most fundamental elements of successful running: proper breathing. That doesn't mean they never feel out of breath at the end of a long run. It does mean that they have learned how to keep going in the midst of the run, when many of us would be tempted to quit, as well as the proper rest techniques when finished. The context of our reading from John 16 is Jesus talking to his disciples the night before he would die, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The disciples have been running a marathon, so to speak, with Jesus as they followed him and at times were sent by him to teach and heal with the authority and power he gave them. But imagine how they must have felt as Jesus was crucified. Suddenly the race came to an end and they were gasping for air. But notice how Jesus promised them that when the Spirit of truth comes, he would guide them into all of the truth. In other words, the Holy Spirit would teach them the proper breathing techniques to start the race again. A race that would not be run alone, but run by keeping their eyes focused on the risen and ascended Jesus, who was very much alive and well. Life can be like a long marathon. Sometimes we might be cruising along enjoying the run, or at other times, gasping for air. But whatever our situation today, God the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, would lead us in the truth of the word that our Lord Jesus is who he says he is. He is God our Savior, who dearly loves us and has a destination prepared for us when the race of life is finally done, the Father's house. As the Spirit himself breathes in and out of us, he says to us, keep going, follow Jesus. He knows the way, he ran the race and won, and he'll run with you now to get you right where he wants you to be, with him forever, in the glory of the house of the Lord, where there will be no more long marathons, no more gasping for air, but rather the perfect wonder and joy of breathing easy for all eternity. Would you pray with me? O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.